You just tune into Good News Community Radio 93.6 FM. Today I'm with Dennis Govender. Dennis Govender, we welcome you to Good News Community Radio. Can you please greet the listeners?
Good day to the listeners and to all these people that are listening to this wonderful radio.
Thank you so much. It's so good to having you on GNCR. I know that you are a busy man, but I know there is something that we are doing right now for the community. Can you please tell us about the KZN Relief Project?
Okay, the KZN Relief Center is based in Palmview Drive, 25 Palmview Drive. Mm. It's a newly founded relief center. Due to the area that where this institution is based, it's a very, very poor community, and it's right next door to the Emoti village, where lots of people go past, come to our institution for help. The reason why we base there, it's a main street, and our prime objective in that area there is to feed the people in and around that area. I know we cannot take care of the nation, but we can make a difference of all the people that live there. And you find a lot of people sitting on the side of the road waiting for work. And while they're sitting there, they are hungry. That is why we based ourselves there.
Okay. It's not only about water. You're also feeding people.
Yes, my dear. We feed a lot of people. We feed a lot of people. And you'll find people come sit the whole day without food and water. And that is the reason why we spoke to the Gift of the Givers to assist us with some water. And we distributed the water to whoever walks past, whoever is thirsty. We gave them a 5-liter water in partnership with the Gift of the Givers.
That's wonderful. And what are the factors that made you realize the need of water supply?
Okay, if you look at lately in the media, there is a continuous disruption of water in most areas of KZN, and I think in the country.
Yes.
But the people of KZN, the Phoenix area, have been hit quite bad with the disruption of water and the impure water. We have a bit of a problem, and at one stage, South Africa had the best water in the world.
Mm.
And, you know, the contamination of water, the disruption of water towards the evening and the whole night leaves people thirsty. And we felt that during the night, if somebody is very, very thirsty and they cannot find water, what do they do? Where will they get water? Therefore, we decided, we had a discussion with Aslam from the Gift of the Givers and Mr. Les Govender to assist us with some water. Water is a source of life. Water is, you know, is very, very important. It's compulsory that everybody should have water. And that is why we are continuing to give water to the community in that area. It's not based only in one area. Whoever in Phoenix, Amoti, whoever wants water, we're giving them a 5-liter container, purified drinking water that can ease and quench the thirst in the night instead of running around and looking for water.
Okay, you've already touched on that. I was supposed to ask you about which areas benefiting.
Although it's named as KZN Relief Center, we're looking at our province first. But at this very, very moment, they say charity begins at home. Mm. We are looking at the people that are really, really affected is the Moti, Brookdale. And then we're looking at the Palmview, Sashley Park, Terrence Manor, Brookdale. And last week, Sunday, we actually tapped the Groveland side. There is another institution called Caring of the People. They needed water. So we gave them about 200 containers of water to help them the other side. Whoever needs water, and, you know, we are reaching out for and giving them water.
Okay. Any challenges faced as you are doing this project?
Yes, ma'am. You know, I received a call this morning from a retiree, a pensioner, where her husband, you know, has prostate cancer. And they struggle and they buy water, and, you know, he drinks a lot of water. Our first challenges we have is transport, you know, transporting this water to the people that cannot come to our institution. That's number one. Number two, it's a brand new institution. Funding is a bit of a problem. And we have certain business people are helping us out with the feeding project. And we're tapping again with the Gift of the Givers if they could help us out. And they did tell me they will give me about 200 hampers. which I need to distribute to the poorest of the poorest. Mm-hmm. And we actually invite the people to call me, the first 200 people that call me, you know, they can make arrangements to meet me, give me, you know, and then I can tell them when to come and collect the 200 hampers. But they got to come with somebody to help them out. I mean, what we're doing, actually, we are tapping the big institutions like, you know, the Gift of the Givers.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing a splendid job worldwide.
Yeah.
And we are a small group. We're a small entity, but very, very powerful when we're doing distribution. And we need to get bigger. And I actually spoke to a few counselors today. You know, we need some help from them.
Okay. I can see we are doing a lot of work there, and we really appreciate you.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, because you are reaching out.
Yes, ma'am. And, you know, I'll be very honest, when I stand in front of the gate, you know, all the maids that go past, I feel sorry for them. They work till late. And, you know, and if they go home with a container of water, we'll be blessed. And also, I've spoken to Mr. Les Govender. He's in partnership with, you know, our Prince Gachabutelezi, and he happened to know us very, very well. And he's also helping me out. We are on the verge of trying to get a borehole fitted on premises where people can get free drinking water 24 hours a day.
Yes.
They can come with the containers. We submitted the quotations to Gift of the Givers and a few other sponsors to see if they could help us out to put the borehole there. We found out there is water in that premises. And, ma'am, whoever wants to help us out, they can contact me. But we are ready to help the people with water.
And if someone wants to contact you regards to water or any kind of help, what is your number?
Ma'am, the best number to contact me 24/7 is 073-255-7293.
Can you please repeat the number?
It's 073-255-7293. They can just message me or tell me or call me. We are ready to help them, ma'am.
Continue.
Ma'am, we would love to know if the first 200 people can phone me, give me the names.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this grocery hamper will go to the poorest of the poorest, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
They got to call me to make an appointment, give me the names and addresses. We'll have a meeting and we will distribute that on a certain date when all of them meet together. And the Gift of Givers will also be there assisting us.
Okay. Can you please give us the place where you are situated so that...
Okay. We are based at 25 Palmview Drive, corner of Gable Manor and Palmview Drive. We got an office there, and from there we are distributing stuffs out.
Okay. Thank you so much for that information. We trust in God that it's going to help you to grow more and help more people. Because
Definitely knowing that you are there announcing, you know, about our relief center, we will keep you posted. You know, we will call you and tell you, my dear, please, can you announce this is what we're doing? I know you will be able to assist this institution.
Yes, I know, because this is the community radio station. It's there for the community.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, madam. Thank you, madam. And you stay blessed always.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time. God bless you.
God bless you, ma'am.
Okay.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.